Welcome to Natural Soul Conversations, a space where you are free to speak your mind, speak your peace, weigh in on what's going on in this world today. Every week we have a new conversation about what's going on in our communities, how it affects us, and how we can step in and make a change. Or maybe not, maybe we just want to talk our talk. Well, you have that freedom to do that right here at Natural Soul Conversations. All right? Come on in, take a seat. Welcome to another episode of Natural Soul Conversations. I am your host, Era Monique, and guess what time it is? Anybody can get it. That's right. We have another wonderful episode where we are just two Annies and the T with the T. Don't come from us. Come from us. Don't come for us. Don't come for us. Okay, yeah, you know, it's my lips be lipping. That's what's going on.
Lips be lipping.
Okay. I have my co-host and good friend, Miss Kelly B. Kelly B, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How's everyone doing? My lips are lipping too. Speaking of lipping, Monique, what you over there snacking on, drinking on? What's going on?
Well, I was pressing. So we have this new little setup, guys, and I actually hit like this this media sound clip. It was of people cheering, but Miss Kelly B didn't hear it, so I just decided to stop it, child. But what I'm drinking on, if that was the question, because I wasn't even paying attention because I was looking through. I was like,
wow.
Okay, now which one? I know, child, but listen. It has like all these different, it has like the cheering, the drum roll, the clapping, the transition, the drum joke, laughing, you know, all these different little sound, what do you call them? Like sound clips, like, you know. And I wanted to, you know, bring in this little cool sound clip.
No.
So I wasn't listening. So I think you asked me.
We're supposed to be friends, and you weren't listening, and you openly admitted it in front of the audience.
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's what friends are for. Yeah, I was trying to find a good sound clip to go with what's going on, and I thought that you would be able to hear it, but you didn't hear it. So, I don't know. But, you know, it got this little thing. Wait, everyone can see and hear and clear, but if I click this button right here. What if I click this button right there?
Oh, yeah.
See? You see? You see?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know. Guys, please. Please. Please hold your applause. Please. Please. It's too much. No, it's too much. It's too much. No, stop it. Stop it.
No,
please
keep
stop
it. Going. Keep it going. No, stop. Keep it going.
Just stop. It's okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you. We love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That's what I was doing. So I think you asked me what was I drinking. See, now who's a friend? Okay? I'm trying to elevate us. I'm trying to lift us up. I'm trying to take us to the next level. Okay? So I didn't hear what you said. What you say?
I said with an attitude. No. What are you snacking on, drinking on? What is going on?
Well, a lot's going on over here, but I'm going to try to reel it in and try to stay focused. I'm actually drinking a coffee. I had this whole thing about, you know, drinking a cheap coffee versus a mid-level coffee versus a premium coffee. Today is a cheap day, so that's what I'm drinking, a cheap coffee that's not real good on the tongue, what do you call it, the tongue buds, the little
taste buds. It's not good on the taste buds, but you know, it's something to drink. So, you know, what I might do while, you know, you doing what you doing, I might slip out. I shouldn't tell y'all, but I might slip out and give me a little bit of OJ. I mean, I don't know. I might do it because this coffee ain't hitting on nothing. It's leaving a bad taste in my mouth. Y'all didn't want to hear all that. What you doing? What you drinking on?
So, for all the people that drink cheap coffee, she is apologizing in advance, okay? So, over here in the peasant land, I am drinking water, not in my trusty bottle or Stanley cup, because everybody done stole them or bought them from the store. I have a flimsy Dixie cup that I'm drinking out of. You know, like when you brush your teeth and some people have the little cups that come out of the dispensers, and I'm drinking out of that cup today, and I'm drinking some water. Yeah. But I'm not drinking any water. It's water out of my, what do you call that machine? My water machine. So,
water dispenser, your water cooler, your
water cooler.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, isn't that what you call it?
I'm drinking my water from my water cooler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have some water too, but it's not, I like cold, ice cold water. Like Arctic ice cold water. And the water that I have here is lukewarm, to be honest. And it's just, and it's like I have a tumbler, I guess that's what you call it, and it has water in it, but it's not cold at all. And then I have a bottle of water, and guess what? It's not cold. So I'm looking longingly, pitifully, at my waters and thinking, why didn't I just get some cold water before we started? You know what I mean? Why didn't I get it? It's not like we didn't have a lot all the time in the world. I don't get. Okay, you know what? Because I can go on and on and on and on, but I kind of want to be like a fly on a fly on the wall. What are we talking about today? What's going on?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. And I know you over there longing for that cold water. Mm. And it's okay to drink room temperature water, okay? Because that's what I drink. It goes down faster than that cold water. Because cold water, you got to...
But it's good.
And it gets stuck in your throat.
That's the best part.
So I'll help you out today because I know you're talking about water. And we're talking about being a fly on the wall, but this time we're bringing the flies to the platform. And the name of this episode is, what is it? Flies and Do?
Yep.
Times Two.
Wow. Wow. So I need for you to break that down for me. What does that mean?
We are going to break it down. So we're getting ready to talk about when things go awry and people just have to give things immediate attention. They used to say back in the days, we gonna be on that more than flies on boo-boo or doo-doo, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But since we're gonna pay homage to flies, I'm just gonna share fun facts between flies and the people we're talking about today. I'm not going to say anything because I want people to listen to the show, Monique. So I'm not going to say anything about flies landing on our food after they land on stuff and how they eat. Okay, so just a few facts about flies. So house flies, they actually live on a liquid diet.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that. I know they land on solid foods and they do what they do. And I don't want to explain what they do. Y'all just have to go Google that because y'all will be like, oh my gosh, I'm sick because she's talking about a fly spitting on food.
Oh, you just done told. You just told. It's not like people didn't already know, though, but go ahead.
Oops, my bad. So they live off of liquid diet. And so our guests that we're probably talking about today, typically they probably don't find out all the facts about things or care about the facts. They just go with the flow. on how they're feeling. So this is what you're going to hear from the people we talk about today. Another fact, it kind of goes in line, but I'm not going to go into detail with this, is that flies also defecate a lot. So the people that we're talking about today, I mean, I don't know if they defecate a lot, right? Because I'm not in their bathrooms, but I will say they like to start a lot of
defecation.
And they're involved in a lot of
defecation. Is that a word?
Well, we making it one. And we ain't, so we can. You know,
that's right, don't cuff us.
You know, when you reach a certain age, you do that, right? It's like, you don't correct me. You don't correct me. You are Monique. You are Monique. But my name is, don't you tell me what your name is. You
that's
just
right.
Answer. You know I was talking to you.
Right? You know what? Defecation is a word. I mean, I felt that it would be, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
Don't cover me. I didn't know.
I guess involved in the, you said defecation.
Defecation.
Around the nation. Oh,
hey.
Right. Hey.
You could say that they are performing the art of defecation. That they are at their highest defecatio. That's okay. A real word.
Okay. When you See? Talked about the art of defecation, I'm like, some people do spread it on the wall. So I was, I'm like, where are you going with this, Hermione?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Keep listening. It's gonna get better.
Yeah. Where are you going? Because I'm lost. I mean, we done talked about defecation, defecatio, spreading on walls, flies defecating a lot. Maybe people don't defecate as much, but are we going?
They can do what the mirror lacks. I haven't finished telling you about.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead. Go ahead.
So flies, they also spread a range of diseases, which the people we're about to talk about spread, you know, misinformation, gossip, talk too much, you know, and they cause like society to just jump on them like flies on defecation.
Defecato. Defecato.
Houseflies also they also walk upside down. Which usually the people that we're talking about today, if they get hemmed up and the people pounce on them, they'll walk back what they say
and try
to clean it up.
I'm thinking of somebody right now, but go ahead.
Ooh, who you thinking about? We want to know. We won't tell.
Jesse Wu. Go ahead. Yeah, I said it.
Oh, here we go.
Don't come for me.
Jesse going to come for you on this show.
Listen, she can come. Listen, what did we say last week? All she going to do is drive up our numbers. Let her come for me. Come on. Monique, Natural Soul Conversations. Make sure you like and subscribe. Or you know what? Make sure you subscribe. How about that?
Flies are able to see behind them. Some of these people are always focusing on the past. Are they in the past, right? And the lifespan of a fly isn't that long, even though I don't know who told the lie, and I'm going to say it's a lie, to say that flies only live for one day. Them
no.
mofos live forever.
Weeks. Yeah.
They live for a month.
Oh, do they? Well, I know it's more than a day because I've had one and I couldn't catch it. And it was, I know how I was so sick. And it was all over my house. I couldn't catch that thing for nothing. And it was, I know it was days. It's like, man. Man, you can't be here rent free, okay? I mean, mortgage too high. You better break off something. Come
first
on
they
now.
Be flying fast, right? For the first few days, you can't catch them for nothing. It's like they know. They sit there and they like, get me. And then you go get the stuff and they just, when you go get your spray, I'm going to get you. And they move.
Why do they always go by the window, you know, in between the blinds, right? And then like you try to get them and And you know, you just can't get them, but then they keep thumping up against the window, and you think you're gonna get it's like a thing, man. It's a thing.
Exactly. Why did they bring their hind pots in the first place if they want to get back out?
Death wish.
But I tell you what, I would tear up a blind trying to get that fly.
Listen, I got blinds hanging half on right now.
But then after a while, I think when they get close to like that 30-day mark, they start sitting and they want you to take them out their misery. I don't know if you've noticed that. Then slow down and they just sit there like hit me, swat me, raid
well,
me.
Well, you know what's going on is they've actually entered their golden age. And so, no, they can't move as fast, you know, just like us. I mean, I don't know about you, but Irma Monique is moving mighty slow these days. So I get it. I mean, they're in their golden age. It's just their speed up is a lot faster than ours. You know, just imagine if we only had 30 days. Woof.
I know.
Woof. Well, some people do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not to get serious, but. Poor flies. They are so sorry for them.
Shoe fly, don't bother me. I gotta share this last fact, though.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me segueing into flies on
boo-boo
times two. But it says male house flies are constantly looking for a date.
Oh.
Now I understand where the term numbskulls and flies came from.
What? What?
They're always looking for dates, it says.
Wow. You know what? I have a fun fact. So flies, they'll land on we know that they don't eat like, you know, they drink or maybe slop up or whatever. But they'll do that with anything except for margarine.
How we know?
They will not. Because there's been tests that's been done. They'll land and consume butter, dung, anything else, but not margarine.
But we eat margarine.
But we eat, lap it up. And you know what? That fact right there stopped me from eating margarine. There's no margarine that enters this house. Well, that I consume anyway. I only eat real butter. Because if a fly won't eat it, why should I? You know, I mean, they eat everything.
If a fly don't eat it, why should I?
Hey, y'all better pay attention. You better pay attention.
Yeah, better. You better. Mm-hmm. So I shared the facts about the flies for really no reason. I just wanted to name this like flies on due times two. Mm-hmm. So we're getting ready to talk about how the public just, I'm using this word, y'all, and it's not inappropriate, pounces on people when they do the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're going to do, okay?
We don't really do that, right? We just give our opinion, right?
Coming from somebody that said, Jessie Wu.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, she deserved that. She deserved that, okay? Because don't get me started. Don't get me started.
No. My gosh. I know. But it's yes. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead
Listen, I like Jessie Wu. But when I started paying attention to some of the things that, you know, she's said or done, and I've always had questions, but I just set them to the side. But now, you know, there's even some new things that have popped up about the Wu. Now it's like, okay, I saw you even back then, but I tried to give you a chance, but now, no more chances for you.
No more chances for you.
No more chances for you, Jessie Wu. No more chances for you. Please come for me. Please come for me, so we can get the subscription and the viewership and the listenership up. So come for us. Oh, not for you. Come for me. Come for me.
Come for me.
No, right. It's just, see, when I think about flies and stirring up mess and you know, landing on dew times two, I do think of Jessie Wu.
Oh, look at you. But we are rapping today.
Yeah, we're poets and didn't even know it. Okay.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see this.
So you see us?
So, audience, Ermonique just showed you how we pounce on people, and these people that we're getting ready to talk about, the same thing happened to them. So, without further ado, let's talk about flies on do times two.
Hey, what he do?
What he do? Wipe out.
Okay. All right. I see here that you are wanting to bring up a one Mr. Richard Simmons. I haven't heard of Richard Simmons in a coon's age. Is he still with us? That's the first question.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No one has seen Richard Simmons for years, but he's still here.
Okay.
And what's pretty interesting about Richard Simmons is that, you know, he's been hiding. People have been wondering about him. I think they've done several, like, welfare checks, you know, to see if he's still alive.
What if he gained a whole bunch of weight and that's why he doesn't want to be seen?
Back up off Richard Simmons.
No. I'm trying to figure out why he went into hiding. I mean, because you remember, he was the epitome of fitness. So what would cause him to go in hiding?
I'm wondering if age did, you know, because he used to have like the curly hair and all of that, you know, fun stuff and the little shorts. Remember the little shorts he used to wear, the little stripy shorts, and he'd be bouncing
around. His hairline was always pushing back to the past, you know, I mean, it was sliding back, you know, so he's probably bald. He's probably completely bald at the top of his head, like the crown, and he still has the curly afro on the sides.
Probably so, and jumping around the house. I'm a pony.
I think he did get a little weighty. And he probably has a free crown and curly sides. That's what I think's going on. Why else would he just go into hiding? It's just, you know, he just all of a sudden, this is somebody who was an extrovert. So all of a sudden now he's a recluse?
Yeah.
Something else going on.
It can happen. You know, after the 70s and 80s and then a little bit into the 90s, this world probably was very foreign to him. So he just wanted to just stay in the past and sweat to the oldies.
Can you imagine him still doing those aerobic classes at 85 or whatever age he is?
I used to do them all the time because that was the only fitness show I could relate to, because on other ones, everybody's skinny. And then they had them little like Jane Fonda outfits and, you know, they would be bouncing around. And I'm like, they already skinny. But on Richard Simmons, sweating to the oldies, I saw humans. I saw humans I could relate to, all shapes and sizes.
Yep. And I'll take it back. He's 75. Did you know his name is Milton Teagle?
Can you not put his business out? That's his government name.
His government is on Google. It's not a secret.
I had to say it. Because people do, you know, they do me like that. I'd be like, hey, so-and-so, you got to call me by my government name? I thought that was your name.
Right. You better talk to Google because they got it all out there.
Dude. So we're talking about Milton. Milton?
Yes, we're talking about Milton Teagle. a good Jewish name. Don't come for us.
According to CNN, in a rare statement, Richard Simmons or Milton or Teagle. Milt.
Yeah, Milty.
Milky?
Don't make fun Milty. Of his name.
comments on a new biopic about him starring Pauly Shore.
I bet they kind of look alike to me.
Probably
I'm
now.
Sure they do.
Probably now.
Richard. Pauly. I used to like Pauly Shore, but he was always just weird to me. Just a weird little man to me. He's 55, so there's 20-year difference between the two.
So you said Pauly Shore was a weird little man, but Richard Simmons.
He's a weird little man too.
So then he would have been perfect, right? Playing him in the biopic.
I never said that he wouldn't be. I think that they I think Richard could play Pauly Shore also. They could play each other. I mean.
Okay, everyone. This is a PG-13 show. Okay.
No, can you imagine with you Richard Simmons playing Pauly Shore in Encino Man? He could do it. He could pull it off. I
I'm sitting
mean,
over here. I am crying with
mean, they both are two little weird little men. They are.
You're gonna back up off of Milton and Pauly Shore.
I'm not backing off anybody. I mean, they are two weird little men. I mean, listen, whatever it takes right now to get the subscription now, okay?
Yeah, for real. I mean, you know. So the interesting thing about this biopic that's coming out, you know, we would think that would be like, oh, Pauly's paying homage to Richard. Richard's been hiding. We haven't seen Richard since, I mean, I don't know how long. I think I could have been in elementary.
No.
I tell you
No.
what, when Richard heard about Pauly playing him on a biopic, oh, he came out of the woodwork. He stopped that VHS tape of Sweating in the Oldies, and he said, "You may have heard they may be doing a movie about me with Pauly Shore. I have never given permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read."
He told y'all. He
Yes.
told y'all.
But wait, he also said on his verified Facebook page, "I just try to live a quiet life and be peaceful. Thank you for all your love and support. I'm a pony."
Richard Simmons. So he may have been a recluse, but he still kept his nose, his ear to the water cooler tank or whatever. He still knows what's going on, even though ain't nobody. Girl, what if he's like in like he's walking around among us in plain sight in a long trench coat, like and because people are so weird, we won't even think anything of it. He'll fit right in. What if he's just among all of us having some day-to-day regular degular job like at Starbucks or something,
Wouldn't it be wild? Because I would be
it
like, what if I went in there? Hey, can I have a, you
would
know, a latte? What is it?
a skinny
A
latte or
coke.
whatever.
And then I'm like, wow, that person looks familiar. Did I used to work with them? You know, that's what I do. I always say people look familiar and they could be a star. I don't know.
Yeah, so look for Richard Simmons at your local Starbucks. He might be there.
He may be there. Because I'm thinking he gotta go to the grocery store. I
Know
mean,
what though? He sold those little aerobic tapes. So maybe he's living off the royalties.
But you don't think he go to the store?
He's weird. So he might either he really is out in public, and his appearance has changed so much, so drastically that we just don't recognize him, or he's a total recluse. And if that's the case, then yeah, he's having Instacart, DoorDash, I mean,
And
Grubhub.
he just snatched it, right? Because they probably wait for him to come out with them groceries on the porch, and it's probably a hook. He just snatched it on in the
No,
house.
let me tell you what happened. He has a wagon in the by the front door, and he has one of them Ring security systems, and he hits the intercom. Please leave. Please leave the groceries in the basket. Step 10 feet and walk away. Leave anything on outside the wagon. Thank you.
I gotta tell you this about my friend. And I'm going to get back to the story. I got to tell you this. When you said about the ring and leaving instructions, I have a friend, and I hope she'll never listen to the show, but I just did not. I was talking about
what's her name?
It's somebody that everyone knows. Look.
Do I know her?
Yes.
Yes.
So when somebody asks for somebody to deliver stuff to their house, they have a garage, and you know how people convert that into a room? There's one door that you see when you go on the driveway, and then it's the regular door. So this said person orders whatever and says, drop it off at the door. And they get mad because they drop it off at that garage door. So now this person has resorted to walk up the driveway. You will come to the first door, take three more steps to the right, follow the path,
no.
go up the step,
no.
and leave it there.
No.
Yes.
Too much.
And get mad. Let them leave it 3 inches away from that door. They getting a complaint.
Do you see that? It was a little clip going around with this black chick. She was delivering Instacart, and of course everybody has a ring system but me. And so she leans in. Stupid. She leans in. She goes, "Listen, ma'am. Okay, you asked me to get your milk way back in the back, and, you know, you wanted me to pick over all the apples and do this, and you wanted me to get the meat, do that. Now, you know, it's already too hot. I'm not doing all. Don't do that no more. Don't leave no message like that." And then the lady on the other side, I'm going to use Shelly because I can't remember the lady's name. She's like, Shelly, get your ass up. And the girl's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry." She's like, "Get your ass off."
You got to send that to me.
I got to find it, and I will send it to you. And what's so funny is, okay, guys, I did Instacart for a long time. It started out as like a, not really a joke, but just, it was like, man, I'm not trying to do too much. I got other things going on. I'll just, you know, do this. You know, it was quick, easy money. And then I just kind of fell into it, and it was just real easy to do. But the stories I can tell you, it will blow your mind. I mean, but the best part, this is why I stuck with it for a long time. In the very beginning, the money was crazy. Like, I would shop, I would deliver the groceries, and I would get, like, $100 tips.
Ooh.
It was crazy. And then they kind of regulated all that stuff. But before they did it, oh, man.
Clean it was the best.
Yes, it was. But I would get like when it, that video, it really resonated with me because they do. But then again, because I do have Instacart. In fact, I use it more than I shop for myself. I no longer participate in working for Instacart, but I still use their services for my groceries, and so. I'll do that before I go shopping for myself. And I'm just like them. I'm like, okay, I need for you to get exactly 10 grapes. Make sure they are unblemished. Make sure that you get the meat with the real red coloring. But it has to be way in the back, maybe 2 packages down. Get that one. And I need for you to get the milk that, yeah, I give them all kind of instructions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You sound like somebody that I know, the 3 inches from the door person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why that video, it was so funny to me because people would do me like that, and now I do people like that. But you want what you want. And, you know, I look at it like this. They do mark up the price a little bit. And so it's like, okay, not only am I paying, you know, more than the store price, but they're also, there's a service fee, a convenience fee, I think. And then, you know, you want to give the delivery person a tip. So what would have been $15 is $247.53. So, yeah, I want you to pick my groceries. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Kelly, I'm just telling you. I don't know if you ever used the service, but I'm telling you.
No. I go in the store.
Listen, the convenience is almost worth it, but when you're paying, $20 on top of what you would have paid had you gone in the store, and that's before tip,
I
it's
can't.
like, man, yeah, I know, it's crazy. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
I can't.
It's
I
crazy.
will Instacart my own self down to the store to save money. How can I go from buying a $5 pizzas from that the little Greek person place and it turns into 30?
Yeah, and real quick too, real quick.
So no. Richard Simmons, we're gonna finish plant we're gonna
I'm
pay
sorry.
homage to you. No,
Yeah.
this is good. I like the littlest things we can have a full conversation about. We could have just talked about Richard Simmons this
The
episode.
whole time, I
But
know, I know.
so the people that were actually putting out the biopic, they said they were coming from a good place and they just wanted to honor him. And Polly, I do want to say what Polly Shore said.
What do you say?
I'm really excited about sharing Richard Simmons' life with the world. We all need this biopic now more than ever.
Why?
Because I want to check. I'm sorry. And then
Mm-hmm.
it said in another statement, Simmons represented mental health, getting people in shape and being his authentic, silly self. No
Okay.
wonder he don't want you talking about him. You didn't call this man silly.
Well, he was a little silly. Well, I wouldn't say he was silly. He was very colorful. Colorful. He's very fiery. He was very, I don't want to say flagrant, but he was very
Golly.
he was very vibrant.
Vibrant. I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Vibrant
He
thing.
was vibrant. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that happened with Polly Shore and but then here's the thing, I'm not even tripping off of Polly Shore playing Richard Simmons because he is also portraying Simmons in an unrelated short film titled The Court Jester. And I'm like,
Huh.
bro, so you have changed your entire career to be Richard Simmons because Richard Simmons won't come out the house. Oh
My
man.
gosh.
Richard,
See,
we hope to see you soon. We really
yeah.
do. I mean, I used
Yeah.
to sweat to the oldies. Yes, I laugh, but I sweat to the oldies, and I used to watch you in those red and white striped shorts and wonder how do you let him short so short and can jump around and do exercise. But hey, I sweated to the oldies. Now I
Did
am a sweating oldie.
you? Yeah. You ain't said nothing but a word. You ain't said nothing but a word.
Oh,
Shoot. But you
but
know what?
you,
No, I was just gonna say, we were talking about sweating and tightness and
Yes.
I want to know though. I just want to know about these color purple women's and oh God, let me take that back. I'm striking women's from my vocabulary about these color purple women and how they are bag ladies now. What does that mean? They not poor. They still
They
got
not
more money
poor.
than me. That's for doggone sure. Especially after today, they got way more money than me. I'm just saying. But what's going on with the color purple women?
They officially are bag ladies,
Why the back
surprisingly.
ladies? What's
Well,
going on?
you remember last time we talked about the trailer and Taraji having to catch the bus and the transportation, so forth and
Stop.
so on, and the money, the pay, the pay wasn't paying. Well, all of that controversy happened, and I really think it impacted their sales. And I know Taraji was like, "Oh, I hope what I said didn't it did."
I mean,
Okay, it did.
listen, a little too late. But you know what? Sometimes you just, when the truth hits, there is no better time. You know, there is no good time. It just comes out. You know what I mean? Like when you've had your fill, sometimes time be darned. You know, it's going to come out, and it's going to come out at the inopportune time. But see, this is why they really need it. And I don't know if they have publicists or PR people or even management, and that may be what Oprah's, what she was trying to do. You know, maybe be a physical reminder that, hey, let's keep this about the movie, and not about your personal grievances, even though they are valid. But let's just be real. There could have been a better time to air those out, where they probably would have had they could have had a better outcome. So, because now the movie tanked, and they still broke.
And they still broke. So here's the thing. So Oprah Winfrey and the colored
women.
I feel like Arsenio Hall talking about black people. All right, Color Purple women. They actually went and appeared together at the Critics' Choice Award. And some of the celebrities that was there, including them, were outraged because they were served food that was hung around someone's neck.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait, what do you... I'm lost. What?
So the people that was distributing the food had the food hanging around their neck in this bag, and it was individual slices of pizza in bags, and everybody had their own bag.
Okay, all right. There's so many questions I have about that. But the first question is, was it just one slice of pizza?
I'm assuming it was just one slice because they were outraged, right?
Okay. What is going... This is at the People's Choice Awards?
The Critics' Choice Awards.
The Critics... Okay,
and that pizza was cold, right? It had to have been cold to be in a bag.
And it was probably like the real cheap... They probably got like the $5.99 special.
They went to the little Greek man and got I don't know how many pizzas they got during the lunch special, during the lunch crunch.
Wow. And they probably got a discount on it because they bought so many pizzas.
Yeah. But it was pizza in a bag. And so there was footage from the event where they actually showed Fantasia, and she muttered the words about there's no lamb chops. And I'm like, you had a granola bar at the Color Purple, so this was kind of an upgrade. Pizza in a bag. Yeah, she said there are the lamb chops. And Oprah, they caught a picture of Oprah, who's said she was in shock, because she probably hadn't seen a piece of pizza in years. But she refused to eat any of the pizza altogether, pointing to her mouth and saying, I'm not messing up my lips. But Taraji and Danielle, they was happy enough to grab the slice of pizza, right? Because
hungry.
Their stomach was in their back for the months that they was filming that movie.
Right.
I'll take the bag pizza and eat it too. But others, it wasn't just them. Let me just throw that in. It was all the celebrities that was there. So I don't know who thought it was a good idea to have somebody walking around with this big bag around their neck and passing out slices of pizza.
That's weird because even at... Like in my neighborhood, we have the HOA meeting, right? And we normally have barbecue that's catered from this local barbecue shop. It's not the best, but it's good. It, you know, it's edible. And that's what we have every year. I've been in my home 16, 17 years, something like that. Every year, we have this barbecue place. Every year. Every year. Every year. Without fail.
Airy.
Every year.
Airy.
Every year. Every year. Every year. Okay? So, this time, my mom is with me temporarily. I'm trying to get her out. She won't leave. Anyway, I was like, hey, the meeting's going to be, I don't know, it's always on a Thursday, I think. I was like, the meeting's going to be this Thursday. You going to go? And she's like, yeah, what are they having? I said, well, they always have, the barbecue, because they do. And she's like, yeah, I'll go. So we go there. Guess what they had? They had pizza. We were so mad, and it wasn't, it was cold, it was plastic, and you could tell it was like all pepperoni. I don't eat pork. Pepperoni is pork.
Oh.
And so I think, is this just the time that people got, that people being cheap? Because even then they didn't have a lot of pizza. You know, it's like they got the minimum amount that they could get. You
and
know?
It'd be cold. It'd be so
and
cold.
It'd be cold.
And it looks like it's already, like they just pulled it out of the refrigerator. And then they want you to eat it like it's like it's great. And I'm like, where's the microwave?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You know what? How come you can't bring the fancy pizzas? You know? I mean, how come you can't have the deep dish? You know, at least make it look like you're eating something. You know, you have to have a fork and a knife. I mean, we don't want just finger foods. And if you're gonna do finger foods, where are the hot wings? That usually goes with it. Where are the cheese sticks and the cinnamon sticks? I don't eat cinnamon sticks, but you know, where are these these extra things that go with? They usually pair up with pizza. You know what I mean? Don't just give us pizza. I mean, that's what they give the kids, you know, in the band and in the football. They give them. They have boxes and boxes of pizza. No, we are grown people. We don't want no doggone pizza, especially no cold pizza. And we don't eat just pepperoni pizza.
Well,
you know, what happened to the veggie pizzas? What happened to, the gourmet pizza? What happened?
You only get two.
And only two slices.
You go to. You only get two. You either
Come
get pepperoni or cheese. That's it.
I mean,
your rights when it comes to pizza at an organized event. That you also get pizza at office events too.
That's
Remember,
right,
they
that's
don't
right.
give raises,
that's right.
but
that's
they
right.
give you pizza.
They do pizza. Yes, they do. I mean, there was no pepperoncinis,
whatever
you call it. You know, I don't even remember seeing any of the little cheese packets, Parmesan packets, and the little red pepper flakes packets. None of that. Are you kidding me?
When you go pick up your pizza, they say, hey, do you want any crushed pepper and cheese? You say, yeah, and they give you two.
You pay for it today. Yes,
you...
I am. I'm calling out everybody. They trying to make you pay for it now. What?
Yeah, like it's coming out
of
their check. You know how people say that? Like it's coming
out
of their check.
Well, you know, it might be, though, because these employers these days, but they don't have nothing to do with me. And then when they give you the packet, it's already, they put it in like a little plastic bag tied up. So you got maybe three packets of the cheese, three packets of the peppers, and they want you to spend over $1 for it. No. You know, got me on the road with this pizza thing. I mean, so they
pizza
feed me.
Can be in the bag, though. I mean, they had theirs in the bag.
Yeah, and they didn't even offer them no crushed red pepper or Parmesan cheese. They offered them cold cheese or pepperoni pizzas that was sitting up under their chin. So now you got chin hair and everything else in the pizza bag.
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine? And if I'm sitting in the front because I'm a celebrity, you know, when you the A-listers, you up front. They probably got their piece of last. If people started from the back, you know, or maybe the people in the back got theirs last. And you know that piece
Somebody
of cold.
Somebody got theirs last.
And you know, it's hard to chew and swallow when your pizza get cold.
Child. I mean, why they gonna feed these people? They feeding these people like this is like the drama club. You know, it's not even like these are like A-list and B-list stars. This is like the drama club in your high school, your junior high school. This is cold. That's cold.
Well, the pizza was cold.
Yeah, that was cold too.
I want to tell you a story. Can I tell you a story about
you
cold
tell
pizza?
Story. What's the
All
story?
Right, y'all. This is story time.
Mm.
Story time with Kelly B.
Mm.
So
Wait. That was not the cue that I wanted, but go ahead.
Hey, that worked.
Does it? Okay.
That works.
Okay.
So when I was back in my 20s, when I was back in my 20s, I was in a steady relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also had a sneaky link.
On the side.
On the side.
Okay.
And so when the steady was at work, I would talk to the sneaky one at home on the phone. And I was sitting there, you know, talking and eating pizza and all this stuff and talking. And next thing I know,
what?
I started choking on the pizza, right?
So, oh, no.
And then the sneaky link was like, are you okay? And then I was, you know, trying to revive myself. But then Steady comes home.
Oh.
And I had to hang up the phone quickly. So when I hung up the phone, you know, yeah, I'm still here. So, you know, it was a success story. And so I had to hug up. So the sneaky called the cops.
What?
Because they thought I passed out from choking. And then the cops come to the house.
Uh-huh.
And they like, well, we got a report that someone was choking. And I'm with watery eyes. No. Not me. I wasn't choking. Must be the wrong house. And they said, are you sure? Yeah, nobody here. They said, well, we got a call from so-and-so, Mr. Sneaky, blah, blah, blah. They said the name. And I was like, sorry, that's the wrong house. So that's why I am anti-cold pizza. I know, like, some people can eat cold pizza. I can't.
No. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. We won't. Listen, if you want us to do pizza, at least let it be hot. Let it be a quality pizza, not a cheap pizza. Let it be, a nice gourmet type. We would even settle for DiGiorno.
We don't even know if the pizza was cheap. It could have been expensive.
It was cheap. If it was in a paper bag, it was cheap.
I mean, now, it was environmentally friendly.
Not in a paper bag.
In a paper bag, yeah, because it wasn't in a plastic bag.
Oh, okay.
It would have been sweating to the oldies.
Yes, it would have been. But still, I mean, so they. Okay, and were the paper bags clean? Where did they get the paper bags from?
Okay, I don't know. They probably got them off the top shelf because it was a celebrity event.
They could have gave them celebrity pizza then. You've seen some of them, those YouTube videos where they make this really cool-looking pepperoni. I mean, not pepperoni, but top-notch. Gourmet pizza with feta cheese or some crazy, gorgonzola, although gorgonzola is nasty, but whatever. But, you know, like these fancy cheeses, they didn't even have like a margarita pizza, you know? Or maybe a pizza. No, they didn't. They had pepperoni. That was it.
Pepperoni and cheese for that.
That was it.
For the color purple women's table. Pepperoni or cheese, because they probably said, well, they didn't eat anyway at the film, so they'll sell them for the two choices.
And they didn't
get peppers or cheese, like you said.
They could have had an oxtail pizza. They could have had hog maws pizza. Keeping in spirit with, you know,
Where's Harpo pizza?
Where's Harpo? Sophia pizza. They could have had
Mr. Pizza. Instead of Mr. Gaddy's, Mr. Harpo.
Mr. Harpo. And then they could have had a Steely pizza. They could have had a Nick. They could have had, Suge Avery pizza. They could have had, you know, they could have had a themed pizza, but this was not just the color purple. This was a critic's choice. But they could have had themes from multiple movies there, you know.
That's
they
true.
Could have, you know, they could have made it fun. You know what I'm saying? And I bet you they could have found a small little pizza company trying to come on, be on, get they on the up and up, come up, you know, on the up and up. They on the come up, you know, and they probably would have done it. You know, I mean, pay them, but they it probably would have been a lot less than you know, maybe some of the big chains or whatever. And I mean, it would have been exposure for that business. It would have been a cute little idea. You know, and I think it probably would have gone down better than giving them some cold, stank pizza out of a paper bag.
That was around somebody's neck.
That was around somebody's neck with chin hairs and everything else falling in the bag.
Can I throw in a random fact about sure. this event at the mm-hmm. Critics' Choice Award? Mm. Can I just say that I'm tired of looking at Lady O. Wynn, all this purple all the time. It's like enough. You didn't pay them, but you got a purple outfit for every 5 minutes.
I keep forgetting that she was in the movie as Sophia, though. I keep forgetting. But, you know, she played that part. She played that part. And then when, you remember that part where she's like, help me! Help me! And they knocked the mess out of her, and her skirt flew, her dress flew up, and she tried to lift it down, but it wouldn't. Did you catch that part? She tried to push it down. She should have just, you know, stayed in character. But she broke character to try to bring her dress down. But, you know,
you have people writing that show because I'm laughing. You know, it's people that take this movie serious. They're going to write. We're going to get canceled by old
we
folks.
We didn't get canceled by nobody now.
All my life I had to fight.
A girl child ain't safe in a family full of men. But I never thought that I had to fight in my own house. Now I love Harpo. God knows I do.
Here is your pizza in the bag. That was dynamic.
Listen, I don't want that dry pizza. See, I was about to cuss, and I don't even cuss. Ooh, child. That makes me mad because, you know, that's like, okay, they done already, you know, not just taking advantage of these women, but they disrespected these women. And, like, the whole, they haven't, there's not one time during this whole production, post-production, the, you know, the awards, the press run, there's not one time that these women have been respected.
None.
Think about it.
Not at all.
One time have they been treated with the, you know, with the proper amount of respect as far as you know, material wise, you know, in money, in, you know, putting them up in, you know, transportation, you know, and nothing. They have not respected these women. They haven't shown them that they are truly stars. Now, I hear that Danielle has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, which is great.
Yes.
But what happened to Fantasia being nominated? She was
snubbed.
Or
talk about snubs. There's all mm-hmm. kinds of snubs going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have people booing at that thing.
I'm tired of Color Purple. Man, what's next on the docket? Because I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them. They get disrespected, and now I'm disrespecting them. I don't mean to, but I'm tired of these ladies and the Color Purple. Now,
well,
Let me go ahead and tell you.
I know you're tired, and I think apparently somebody that was on this plane was tired. So you know how we've been talking about flies on due times, too. How flies be pouncing on things and how we've been pouncing on things. So this next thing we're getting ready to talk about, it's not a drive-by. It was a mm-hmm. fly bite.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I've had that happen before. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
I'm
this
sure.
type of flop? Okay. Well,
well
then
I don't
you better
know.
Put on your seatbelts because we're getting ready to take off.
Okay. Let's do
All
it.
All right. All right. So passenger bites flight attendant, forcing an emergency landing.
Oh, no. They ain't having me. No. Mm-hmm. No. No. No.
There was a male passenger who was reportedly drunk, bit a female flight attendant.
Wow.
Who sustained minor injuries in the incident.
Why? Did it say why he bit her? Did he just, I mean, what happened?
So here's the thing. I'm not sure, but it was an American passenger aboard a Japanese flight.
And the American, bit the Japanese?
Yes.
Oh, he wanted Japanese food. That's all.
I know. Look at this. And forcing that flight, that U.S. bound plane, to return to Tokyo. Now, I would have been ticked because that's not a short flight. That's a long flight. Bro, you want to sit up here and bite somebody, and now we got to turn this whole plane around to arrest your behind. I would have been pissed.
Oh, I would have been too. But what prompted him to bite the lady? Did he just, I mean, did he just have a snap? Were they in a conflict? What happened?
I'm not sure. They said, you know, that he was heavily drunk. And they said, they didn't give him a name, but I'm going to say Chewy. That's the name. Bing, bing. Nothing against them. I'm talking about him. Told police that he had taken a sleeping pill, although he was drunk, and could hardly recall what happened.
He remember.
So he was acting in an unsafe manner to the flight crew and passengers. Yeah, so he was just turning up for whatever reason. And I tell you what, the pilot, the other flight attendants, and everybody else pounced on his behind. They didn't fight him, but I mean, they pounced on him like flies on due times too, and they turned that whole plane around within an hour in the flight and took him back, and yes, he did get arrested.
See, what they should have done, don't they always, or don't they normally have like a I don't know if you call him a flight marshal, but air marshal or someone that's on the flight, and they could have, you know, maybe taking him to a remote part of the plane. I don't know if that's such a thing, but because you see it in the movies, and they have them handcuffed, and they'll, you know, they have them separated some kind of way from the rest of the plane. I mean, like, couldn't they have done something like that and kept everybody else on target? Because just think, now it took up, they were in, an hour in. That means that they have to fly back. That's an hour. Right, and then right. You don't get off the plane right away. It probably took some time. They had to taxi in, if that's what you call it, taxi in. You know, they had to find, or maybe they were just in the middle of the runway and they had police waiting, and so they could just, you know, dump him off and then take off again. But see, I'm thinking it was probably a process.
It was, you a know process. What I mean? Yeah, I'm thinking.
And so now we're probably talking 2 or 3 hours. You know, and that's before them even getting back on track, you know, back in the air. I mean, that's just horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah, it was. And I'm like, so biting somebody, like, what?
I was a part of as a kid, I was a part of a drive-by bite. but I was a witness. So here's the story, y'all. So me and my sister and I, we were little. I was maybe 6, she was 4, 5, something like that. And we went to my uncle's house. Well, my mom drove us to our uncle's house, and we were going to pick up something, I don't remember. And my uncle stayed in a duplex, and I think everyone knows what a duplex is. If you don't know, it's 2 single-family homes together, that's side-by-side together. They share a common wall. Okay, and so my uncle lived in a duplex, and so my mom got out of the car. She said, y'all stay in the car. She got out of the car. She went to my uncle's house. Next door was a dog. I think it was either a German Shepherd or a Doberman. But I remember it was a big dog. And so she said, y'all stay in the car. She walked up to the door. The dog was next door, just sitting on the porch. How about the dog went to my mom, bit her on her back leg, and then walked back and sat down.
No way.
It's not like he attacked her and was mauling her. No, he went, bit her, and went and sat back down. And we were in the car, and we were like, Mama! And my mom was like, stay in the car! Stay in the car! And she... it's not funny.
I I'm having a job.
And so she got back in the car, and I guess she went to the emergency. I don't even remember anything after that, but I remember she's like, "Stay in the car, stay in the car." Yeah, I do remember this. They were having a conversation over the phone, and they were like, "Well, the dog never bit anybody before." See, I know people say that. This is why I don't trust dogs to this day. This is why.
Yes.
He never bit anybody before.
He's a dog.
They're unpredictable. You don't know, you know? And it's we don't know what triggers them, you know?
No.
Because we don't have the mind of a dog. I mean, come on. You know, I bet you the dog whisperer has been bitten a time or two. You know?
I'm sure, because that's why they whisper.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on, you know, but I just, you know, but yeah, that was the little drive-by bite that I witnessed.
I have a story, yeah. Too.
Okay, what's your story?
About a fly bite. So mm-hmm. When my kids were growing up, I actually took them to Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
We would go every year. Mm-hmm. And so we went on the log ride.
Like
so
those.
my daughters, they were in the front seat, and me and my son was in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you ride around. This is great, bumping against the side of the walls, right? Boom, 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 boom. Oh, you're just floating. And then you go up the thing. And it's like, whoo. And everybody was scared. And so you get to the top. Mm-hmm. When that log ride went down, my youngest daughter bit my oldest daughter on the hand.
What?
Yes. I asked her why. She said because she was scared.
Oh my God. So what she did? Did she just lift her hand, put it in her mouth, and bit it? I mean.
No, she, my daughter's head went down on because my other daughter was holding on and bit her.
You know what, though?
Right, because we were all scared. I'm glad she was sitting with my oldest daughter.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, did she, so I guess after they had movement and they were in whatever position, then she bit her arm. It wasn't like she was coming down and the seat was going down or coming up, whatever, and she clashed with, like she collided with the.
It was when they were going down and her head went down. Yeah, I think she needed something to ground with.
Oh, Lord.
And there was little teeth marks in my oldest daughter's hand.
Did she break the skin?
No, she didn't break the skin, but there was some
teeth.
That's good. So that was pretty interesting. And, you know, that was a fun time there at Six Flags. And
getting bit.
And, yeah, so, you know, so hopefully that guy has a good lawyer, right? This will teach him from going around biting on people.
Yeah. Mm.
But, so, you know what's pretty interesting? You know when we talked about the delay, because you were saying the delay when the guy bit the flight attendant, there's an hour there, you go back,
yeah.
You taxi. The waiting of everything. You know, some people have enough patience because, like, at a Beyonce concert, because she comes out late, they say she comes out, I guess, at the time of her birthday or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're waiting an hour. Right. But again, us talking about the flies in do plus two, no, times two, not plus
yeah.
two. There are fans that are actually suing Madonna for starting her concerts 2 hours late.
See, I don't have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of time. I do, but I don't have it to give to you in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I will be on, what do you call it when you're part of the class action?
Yeah.
My name will be right there. Right there. Hermonique, right there. My government name and then Hermonique.
Your government name, right?
Yeah.
Don't say my government name.
So what's her excuse? Does she give an excuse? She's just starting 2 hours late?
I mean, she's not a spring chicken.
Yeah, it may take her that long. Yeah, it may take her that long to get up, you know, find the, what is it that the old people used to take, the Geritol? You know, I mean, she might have to do a lot of wrapping up. She would wrap up her knees, because if it were me,
gay.
Okay, yeah, being gay, you know, I'm having to put wraps on my knees, wraps on my ankles, wraps on my my waist area, you know, put on a back brace. It takes time to put on all this stuff. So, I mean, she
yes,
might have
does.
A reason. You know?
And these people, they weren't playing about it either, because they are alleging that her tardy attendance to her own shows amounts to a slew of crimes, including false advertising and deceptive trade practices.
Because
oh, they went
late?
In. Yeah, because according to their tickets and the advertisements, it said the show was supposed to start at 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
These fans said, and it's two of them, so it's a class action suit.
Girl, what you drinking on again?
It's the remnants of the Dixie cup. You know when you see the plastic floaties good in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fans said that Madonna didn't take the stage until between 10:45 to 11 p.m.
Were there opening acts?
I don't know. I'm going to say no. But if there were, they should have gone on between 7 and 8:30.
That's not how it works. The show, which is the show, starts at 8:30. That doesn't mean that she's going to... I don't think this... If this lawsuit actually has legs and it actually they are successful in winning, that's gonna really like change the whole, because even like the show, both of the shows that I went to, the Shantae Moore, it said it started at, you know, I don't know what time it said it started, honestly, because I went up to my room. I asked the ticket lady, I said, hey, you know, I'm hungry, you know, I want to eat. And then she's like, oh, you can take the food in there. I was like, okay. And I was like, well, I need to run up to my room. She goes, oh, you have a ticket, so you can go in at any time. So I don't know what time. Yeah, I know. That was kind of cool. I don't know what time she started. But when I saw Tamar, that show, I think it said it started at 8. And it did start on 8. But Tamar didn't come out until 9 something. But she also had opening acts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if the show starts at 9 or at 8:30 in this case, there's a lot that goes into her show that doesn't necessarily mean that she is performing. It means this is her production, and parts of it she's visible and some parts of it she's not. Some parts of it may contain Boo Boo the Fool with a bear with a top hat, and then the other part would be when she comes out. So they're just doing too much.
Nothing grinds my gear more, though. I don't like opening acts all the time, because
yeah,
some
like
people come out like local talent, and I'm like, I didn't pay to see you.
Yeah, I don't like them at all. I'll be honest. When I, and this is part of the reason why I was okay not going to concerts, because if I'm going to see this person, then that's what I'm going to see. But I will say, usually when they have, but when they're opening acts, it's not like they're doing like a whole full set. They're doing a couple of songs and then they're out of there. I know with Tamar's show, she actually had three opening acts. The first one did a song and a half or something like that. The second one, which was actually pretty good, she did a couple of songs, I think, two songs. And then the third one, honestly, she got on the stage, she got off the stage. I really don't know what happened in between.
Wait, what happened? Were you not
no,
looking?
I was there. I was there. I don't know what she did. This is no shade to Tierra Marie. No shade. I don't know where, I don't know how many songs she did. And if she did more than one, I don't know where it stopped and the next one started. It was just disjointed. It wasn't, I don't know what she was doing. And I've spoken to several people, even you, about it. I don't know this lady. I've never seen her before. I don't know any of her songs. I don't think I do. it didn't seem like she didn't, it wasn't that she was bad, it's just she had a bad night. You know what I mean? Like, she could be the best singer in the world. She just had a bad night. And that's what it seemed like. But it was so quick. I mean, I don't know if she was there 10 minutes, to be honest.
I'm going to tell you why. I absolutely love Tierra Marie.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the low end of the stick. But the reason, don't come for me, Tierra Marie. The reason she wasn't on that stage for longer than 10 minutes is because 50 Cent been sweating her to pay him back $50,000 for years, and he will not let up off her neck. So maybe she's just doing short shows, you know.
She's just doing the very least. Okay. All right. So maybe that was planned, because I'm telling you, if I just came to see Tierra Marie, it would have been a problem. You know, like if that was the whole of the show, because I'm telling you, I don't. And then even like you couldn't make out to me, you couldn't make out the words. Then she had some girl that came out there as a hype person. I don't know what her role was, because she wasn't really hyping anything up. And then, you know, we can be cruel as an audience. She was like, Baltimore, and I'm talking about Tierra. She's like, Baltimore, you know, this is my hometown. Don't do me like this. Come on, let me hear you, Baltimore. And all you heard was, chirp. Like, man, we ain't no good. At least they didn't boo, though. I mean, you know, she tried. I think she's just really having a, you know, a bad day. But now that you bring in now 50, he's somebody I don't want to mess with, because that's a professional troller. And
yes,
you know,
yes.
And the funny thing about it is that you don't think that's not typically a male characteristic, I guess. But this dude, he's the ultimate troller. So I ain't messing with him. Whatever you got going on, 50, leave me out of it.
I know. So no. Tierra Marie, so maybe that's why. That was a little joke. I'm not sure why the show was short. But I will say, back to the Madonna, you know, suit, we can call it. The two men claimed the defendants, which is Madonna's, lack of notice to concert goers left them waiting. And many who stayed through the show were met with limited public transportation, limited ride sharing, and or increased public and private transportation costs once it wrapped up after 1 a.m. But they also note that Madonna's lack of punctuality particularly inconvenienced fans at another show, because it was a weeknight and they had to get up early for work or other family responsibilities.
Wow. Then and they shouldn't have. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What, they shouldn't have went on a Wednesday and went on Friday?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to go to work.
Yes. I mean,
that's not her fault. But that Wednesday show was for people that can attend a Wednesday show. If you got work the next day, keep your black. Keep your butt at home. Because I know it wasn't a lot of black people. Well, maybe some black people went, I don't know. But keep your butt at home. If you came, look, if you are going to get up Thursday groggy, you know, a hungover or whatever, because you were out the night before partying with a Madonna, that's on you. And okay, she started the show late, but okay, so would you have left? Okay, if the show is, did she say the show is going to be from 8:30 to 10:30, and then you were going to leave at 10:30? You still got, you know, 30 minutes to get out of the venue, probably another 30 minutes to an hour just to get out of the parking lot and to your home. You're still getting home about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. I mean, were you going to leave right before so you could be out? I mean, come on. It's a show. It's a show. And yes, it started 2 hours late, but you know what? You should have anticipated that.
See? Oh, but here's the fun fact.
Okay.
This isn't the first lawsuit against her being targeted.
Really?
There was one in 2019, and there was also one in 2020.
I don't even see. This is what makes me mad. I don't even like Madonna, and I'm sitting up here. I feel like I have to take up for her. I don't even like Madonna, but the thing of it is this: it's a concert. These things never start on time. They never leave on time. And yes, I know I don't have to be a connoisseur or someone who goes to a lot of concerts to know this. I've done a lot of music productions. These things never start on time. There's always some kind of hiccup, something. Or if it starts on time, something happens and it don't end on time. I mean, come on. Come on, they just doing the most. And the only reason why they're suing is because somebody set the precedent. When did you say? 20-something-something?
2019, 2020. Mm-hmm.
They set the precedent. And so now people coming at it soon. But you know who they not touching? You don't hear about Lauryn Hill being sued. In fact, she cussed people out. Say, you ought to be happy that I come out here. That's what she said. And the funny thing about it, like, I'm on the consuming end. Bring your, now I can say black, bring your black butt out. But it's her show, right? And if she wants to come out 3-4 hours late, well, I don't like it. But you know what I could do? I can get up and leave. You know?
That's true.
Or I could go in knowing, okay, she's not going to be on time. Now, am I going to be willing to sit 3 hours? You know what I mean? You know, everybody knows she's going to be late.
Everybody knows.
Which I bet you, because, look, this girl, Madonna, she has fans. Like, I don't even know if you can call them fans. I don't know what she calls her people, the magistrate or the mages or what. I don't know what she call them. But, like, the Beehive, they know how Beyonce going to move, so they act accordingly. The Navy? They know how she going to move, how Rihanna's going to move. So they're going to act accordingly. The Lambs, they know how Mariah Carey's going to move, so they're going to act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? You know how Madonna's going to get down. So you should have acted accordingly.
That's right. Because she's a material. A material girl. And, you know, I went to a Lauryn Hill concert.
You thought on time?
No, of course not. Absolutely not. But let me tell you, I prepared. Just like you said. Because I said, oh, man. I know she's going to be late. She's going to do a good show. But she's going to be late. So I took a nap. I took a nap and I ate a full meal before going. And then I got a snack because I knew I was going to have time to have a snack before the concert. And then when she came out, I was good.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you just got to plan accordingly. If you know these people got these type of proclivities.
That is correct. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just hope Madonna gets into the groove and
love it.
I thought in school that I was Madonna.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
When we were in high school, I had the lace gloves on. You went to some superstar, and I wore the neon shirt that hung off my shoulder. I didn't have an earring. Remember, we talked about this before with my mama. So I brought my own lace gloves. Lace glove. I've got my own shirt. But I didn't have the earrings, though.
Oh, fun fact. You remember, what's her name? Janet Jackson used to wear that big key in her ear. My sister started doing that. The key was too heavy for the hole in her ear. Fell right on through.
No!
And for a long time, she had a slit. Her tattoo. She had two earlobes, you know, because it was split in the middle.
I'm not laughing at your sister.
And I was saying, that's why your earlobes be flapping in the wind.
Terrible.
You got it fixed. So it's attached together now for a long time.
Oh, gosh.
Trying to be like Janet Jackson. he just went right all through it.
See what I'm saying? The struggles, y'all. Audience, see, this is But it is fly on due times too, you know. Mm-hmm. But I will say this about my mom, because I brought my own Madonna stuff, and mm-hmm. I saved my lunch money. But you remember when everybody used to wear leg warmers? I'll throw this in. So yeah. I used to wear leg warmers, but guess who I go tell that I want leg warmers? Because everybody had the cute leg warmers.
Your
like,
mama.
I think
she
done went and got the ones that look like I'm in Alaska somewhere. I mean, it was so puffy. And I said, I can't wear these.
See, I think I'm going to bring leg warmers back. Back in style. When I went to Detroit, that would have been funny. But you know what, though? They had on some of everything. They had on full-length fur coats. I ain't never seen this before. Not on no black dudes. Like, they look like, don't come for me, Detroit. Please don't. But they look like a, like you're when you imagine what a pimp looks like.
Oh,
that's how
I thought
they
you were
going to
say they look like Morris Day. Oh,
well. You know what? Morris Day, he be wearing clothes, fly clothes like that.
Now, Jerome. Yes. Leo.
But tell us about Mr. Floor Length Fur Coat Man.
Okay, so I have to share. This is our episode highlight. Mm-hmm. And we just have to talk about this person. And this is called My Storage Love. Speaking of Morris Day. Yeah. Oh, we, oh, we, oh.
What's going
on? Now, Leland. His name's Leland.
Leland?
Now, Leland. Mm-mm. Now, you know. Nah.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm joking. So apparently there is a viral video of a man sharing his experience living in a storage unit.
Okay.
Yes, okay. This man's name is Leland Desmond Brown Jr.
Okay.
And he had confirmed with the Shade Room. I like the Shade Room. So I'm just going to tell everybody now, I didn't make this up. It came from the Shade Room. That not only him, but his girlfriend was living in a storage unit.
Wow.
He had this TikTok how they was living, and I don't even know if it was a U-Haul. I don't know which one, but they live in the one where you lift it up and down. He had a little hot plate to cook on.
Wow.
They knew how to run, how to get, I don't know. They had everything in there. They probably ate out of the vending machine. They had pots, pans.
What about bathrooms?
Let me see. Where did they go to the bathroom at? I was trying to see where they were. He did a whole video how he lived there. It's probably a bathroom on the inside of them storage units. But he had it set up well. But I can't believe that the girlfriend stayed there. But okay. But all right. We'll just keep going. But they had been renting the unit to store their belongings while living out on the street. Yeah, so he made this video, and I mean, they had it, I mean, set up really well, too, how they navigated and how they existed there. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just tell you, U-Haul, whoever it is, Store Core, whatever they, because, you know, they all got different names that says store, and it's like storage. After the video went viral, they noticed that was their storage unit, and they said, not on my watch. And not in my storage unit. They got put out.
Yeah, I guess they can't run anymore.
Yeah, they actually got put out of there. It's really a trip, because after all of that, once they got caught, you know, at staying there, the management has given them... Sorry, the story's funny.
Okay. I want to laugh too.
Because they lived in a full storage unit.
So, like, were there other people that had items in the, I mean, of course, other people came there, right?
And
they
yeah.
had units that they, okay, all right, all right.
So that's why I keep visualizing that. But then the management found out because of the TikTok that they were living there and gave them to the end of the month to remove their belongings from the unit. Meanwhile, Leland says him and his girlfriend are back to living in a tent outside of the storage facility. And I'm like, I'm just thinking about this girlfriend is sticking by his side.
Look, he said, I'm going to stand beside him. I'm going to stand. That's my man. That's my man. I'm going to stand beside him. So, listen, I can't knock her ride or die. I don't know that I can do it personally. But, listen, to each his own. You know what I mean? You know, there has to be. But, look, he wasn't hurting anybody. He obviously wasn't leaving a big mess or, you know, having things in such a disarray to where it was causing the problems. You know what I mean? Like, the management didn't even know until the TikTok thing, right? What? I mean, was that the case?
Well, you know, so he has this tour, and I was just watching it again while you were speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And they had a couch in there, and while he was giving the tour, the girlfriend was asleep on the couch in the storage unit.
Listen, I don't see nothing wrong with it, other than do they have jobs? I mean, they do. They obviously do something enough. You know, those storage fees are not cheap, though.
I can't tell by his locks if they got a job, but I will say with that, I know, I'm sorry, I was looking at the video at the same time. Mm-hmm. Is that so? If you know, it's a storage unit. I don't know if you've had experience with the storage unit before. I have a couple of times when I had to move from an apartment into the house, and I needed a temporary place to put it. And them climate control ones, you got to buzz in, boop, 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 boop. You know how you have to do that? Well, think about this. Can you imagine buzzing in to go get some out of your storage, and there's somebody there that's cooking chicken?
See, I was going to ask you about that. You know, I'd be hungry. I'd be like, hey, what's going on here? Y'all got, what y'all doing? What y'all doing? Can I have a piece? I'll buy a piece. You know what? They could have started a whole little business right there. Storage fried chicken. I mean, you know, the name is right there. It's all in the name.
Stow chick. Wait. And then he said he was just sharing, you know, wanting to be an inspiration to others. And even on the viral video, he says, you know, he's staying here first in the storage. And he says, next, you know, who knows, it can be an RV. And I'm like, bruh, how you going to go from a storage unit to an RV?
Okay. What is his name? Storage unit Leon? Leo? Libra? What's his
Leland.
Name?
Leland Desmond Brown Jr.
I wonder if we can play the video. It's 27 minutes. No, we can't play it today. I wonder if they have I was hoping that they had a short, you know, and we could have played the short. Because I'm thinking, so guys, remember we have this, they do have a short. We have this new recording program. And it's kind of fancy-schmancy. And I'm thinking that it'll allow us to play a couple of things. But, you know, we don't want to be hit by a copyright whatever. So maybe next time when we figure out what we're doing.
There is a bathroom in there that he can use. Yeah.
See, and he, well, what about showers? Do they just take those bird baths?
Not a bird bath. It's a store bath.
Well, stove. Okay, a stove bag.
Remember, everything with storage stove. Has the S-T-O-R.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, so they just take a little, you know, they just take a little sink bath?
Yeah, stove.
So that means that's probably, they're probably not washing their legs or their feet.
But that's okay, because they even got a dresser set up, and it had a teddy bear setting up. I mean, they had this thing set up like an apartment.
Listen, I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand why they had to get kicked out. I mean, if they were being model tenants, they weren't causing a disturbance. They weren't leaving trash. They weren't defacing anything. If you couldn't even tell really that they lived there, other than if you looked inside their unit, what's the problem?
It is a storage unit.
What's the problem? That's better than people living on the street. But I understand for legal reasons that they can't stay there. But that's better than them staying in that tent. You know what I mean?
On the human side, yes. On the other side, no. Because if my stuff was in there, I don't want anybody cooking chicken, running down the hall, doing flips, and sleeping where my stuff is.
But your stuff is inside your unit that's locked up.
If Leland can get in here and run courts and all that stuff, who knows? Next, they'll break into somebody else's.
They ain't breaking into nobody's stuff. They just trying to have a warm, generally speaking, warm place to lay their heads. That's all. They just a young couple trying to make it in this world. That's
and
all.
His girlfriend, boy, he woke up. She turned around like, what? You know, because she on the sofa in the storage unit.
I mean, maybe this was like at midnight that he recorded this.
I tell you what, he should have. Some of the best kept secrets is kept a secret.
I don't really see. I mean, I get it. There's legal reasons behind not allowing that to happen, but you know, I just think about the number of people that are on the streets. In all honesty, the number of people living under bridges, and you know, I mean,
if somebody asked you to live in a storage unit with them, would you?
No, but I don't, thank God, I don't have to, I'm not in that position, you know, but if I were in that position, I would rather stay in a storage unit than on the street, or even in one of those, you know, they have those,
pods.
Oh, no, I'll do a pod, but I'm talking about, you know, they have the homeless shelters. You know, because all kinds of things go down in the homeless. It's not safe.
Oh.
You know, and so yeah, if I was in that position and I had no other choices, I had nowhere to go, I had no friends or, you know, or friends that had anything that would, you know, or had space for me, and this was an option. Yeah. I mean, what's the alternative? Get, you know, assaulted or worse in a homeless shelter?
I want to know if they tried to stay in the home, but all the homeless shelters are actually full. So
yeah.
They stay full. It's just a huge problem in the United States.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they were just, because you know, like I know here, it was such a huge problem in the homelessness. It was such a huge problem. And what made it really, it wasn't even the amount of people, which was, it would pull your wig back. But it was the amount of trash that was there, and then the amount of like human waste, and you can like smell it. That's the problem. Yeah. And so if it wasn't like that, and these people, you know, they were clean, you know, they just needed somewhere, you know, that, you know, they could kind of call theirs, and they weren't subjected to, you know, the criminal element. You know what I mean? I don't really see anything wrong with it. And then to put them back on the street, and, you know, and then for this to, you know, his story to go viral, you know, have people, and I say this because honestly, this is the first that I've heard this in full. I just kind of saw a clip, and honestly, I didn't look at it any further. But were there some help resources made available, you know, like in the article, did they mention like if people want to help, they can go to here, go to there, or whatever? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, there was a GoFundMe Oh gosh, I don't want to start making stuff up. I'm not for sure if there was a GoFundMe, but he said he wasn't doing it. Remember, he said he wasn't doing it for monetary purposes.
Well,
it was to inspire others. But no, there was not one there. But here's my thing. And normally I'm the sympathetic one. No, I am, and I said no because why go viral? I know what he's saying, but it's like, even though we like, yes, he need a place to stay, that was very brilliant of him to think about the storage unit.
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't have to put everything on TikTok.
No. No.
You could have just stayed there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's the part, but I mean, but you know, everybody chronicles their life on TikTok. So I don't want to just say Leland shouldn't, but I'm like, when you're like either breaking a law or breaking the agreement, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go. Right. Because you could have still been in there flipping in the hallway and making chicken because he had a nice little hustle.
Wow. Maybe he'll just go to another one and...
Nah, he can't, because he went viral.
Well, not everybody know. I mean, I'm sure there's some of them, because some of those places are owned by people that are not really online like that. So I would just try to get another place, child.
If these two aunties right here, me and you, know about Leland being in that storage unit, everybody else in the world know.
Listen, I only saw a little clip. I didn't even get into it. I'm really only hearing the fullness of the story now. So I'm just saying there are people that are of the baby boomer generation that don't really get down with, you know, social media like that, or even just news on digital news, or even just, I mean, I don't know. I could see people missing the story, you know, and then they being able to slip through the cracks and find another spot. I would just say find another spot. I'd rather them try, maybe even break a rule and stay in a somewhat safe facility than to be out on the street.
My storage, you know.
Girl.
Oh, we.
I don't know. You know, normally I praise you for coming up, you know, being producer, coming up with the stories. But this is a downer. We want
this is not no downer.
It's a downer.
I'm not focused on. I'm, you know, he went viral with the stuff. I'm thinking about. There's no way I am going to date somebody that lives in a storage unit.
No, but you also have to look at maybe she ain't got a lot going on. You know, and so together they trying to come up together.
Mm-mm.
You
like
know,
what, like flies on due times too.
Yeah.
No,
you know, I mean they holding each other up. You know,
come on over to my place.
Having a candlelight dinner.
See, you started. They got the pie detector. But he was cooking some whatever.
I wonder if they just open up the unit and they just have it up and just living free until it's time to go to sleep and then they close the door. Do they lock it? Can they lock it inside?
Typically you can lock it on the outside, I think.
Right.
At the bottom.
But can you lock it on the inside?
That's a good question.
I mean, you know, because now that's the one thing I'm not going to do, go into a storage unit and not have a way to lock it on the inside and unlock it.
That's how my room was in Detroit.
Yeah, you got locked in, but they said you can go in, but you can't come out.
Yeah, they said if something happened, we'll come open the door.
Which floor were you on? Which floor
were
you on?
Well, I was on the first floor, but
that's okay. You could climb out the window.
They're not going to come let something happen. You just go, let's go help the people that we put in the room with the door that don't open. They're going to be outside.
Yep, and you're going to be inside banging on the window.
Yes.
That's where you're going to be.
Yes. But I, you know, here's my thing in all seriousness. At this storage unit that Mr. Leland and his boo was in, I would not use that storage facility because y'all don't have no cameras.
You know what? That's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Luckily, I haven't had to use a unit, but I did. I have had friends that they just had so much stuff that they had to get a unit. Like they had like I remember there was like a lot of equipment and stuff like that. So it just wasn't enough room in the house. So they got a unit for that. But yeah, you have to have cameras now that I'm thinking about it. And I would want it. Was that unit? Was it what do they call it? Temperature control?
Climate control. Yeah. Leland even bragged about it.
Mm.
Said it's nice and comfortable because it's climate control.
See,
they should have gave him a job, just you know, working
really?
Selling the place.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But yeah,
I feel sorry for him
because sometimes when you hit the lotto, i.e., have a place to stay, you don't have to tell everybody your business. Some things you got to keep to yourself.
Yeah, but these younger generation, they don't know. They don't know. They put everything on the gram. They don't know.
Mm-mm.
I hope, you know, y'all find the help that you desperately need. I hope y'all can get off the street and, you know, get into a place that's safe and that's a real place that's meant for people to live in, you know?
Apparently a storage unit is. They have defied the odds.
Holy.
And it's climate control.
If y'all think about Leland, send him a prayer. I would say send him a dollar, but he said he's not doing it for GoFundMe, so he's not doing it for
He's not motivated solely by money, which means
there's a little money involved. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if y'all think about him and y'all find a GoFundMe, you don't have to look for it, but if you trip up on a GoFundMe, you know, send him a couple of dollars or two so hey, they can find a real place to stay. Or another storage unit that's climate control that the owners don't know about the story.
With no cameras.
Get cameras this time.
They can't get cameras because then they won't be able to stay there.
Oh, that's right. You see, I don't even know, child. I don't know. But, Kelly B, this has been an awesome conversation. I know we had some hiccups that shall remain on this side of the conversation. But, tell us, give us a recap of what we talked about today.
Ooh, a recap of what we talked about on Flies on Due Times 2. And some people are probably like, what? What is Fries on Due Time?
Flies
on Due Due.
Yeah.
Flies on Due Due. You know, that's the saying. I know we try not to say that, y'all. Okay, so we started out with the opener about flies because we like to pay homage to who inspires us. And so we talked a little bit about how the people on our show are very similar to flies. And we talked about how they land on food and spit because they have a liquid diet. We talked about how they walk backwards, how these people get caught and they walk back on what they say. And we also talked about how the male house flies are always dating. So they're not loyal to them female flies. I'm not loyal to them. Uh-oh. Okay.
Wait, what happened?
I was about to say I ain't loyal to them, and I had to stop. Them garden tools. Them garden tools. Like
garden
you used
tools?
To say. Yeah. All right, y'all. So we talked about that. We talked about Richard Simmons wiping out Pauly Shore's movie. The movie remake of Richard. So Richard has been in hiding. We've been trying to catch him. I have to shelf him up there with bookshelves.
Bigfoot. Because Bigfoot, we don't know if he's real or not. Richard Simmons is real.
Milton. I mean,
oh, Milton Teasdale. Is it Teasdale or Tyndall? Which is it? Or Teasel? When is it?
I don't know.
It's Milton Teagle, like Beagle. See, I won't ever forget that now.
Okay.
He's been in hiding,
like, as I was saying, like Bigfoot. And Pauly Shore and a movie company decided to do a biopic on... there's no way that'll be a BIPOC. Anyway.
No.
They were going to do a biopic on Richard... I'm sorry, y'all, I'm tickled. On Richard Simmons. And he's been quiet, but he came out of the woods and said, not today. I don't endorse it. And they didn't get my permission.
No, they didn't.
And Pauly Shore said he wanted to do the movie anyway because he thinks Richard Simmons is silly. Ooh.
I'm telling you, have you looked at, like, have you compared the photos of Pauly Shore and Richard Simmons? I'm telling you, they look a lot alike. I'm just
saying.
They
do. And Pauly Shore is capitalizing on it. So while Richard Simmons is frolicking around the forest with Bigfoot, Pauly Shore is out here impersonating him. Talk about identity theft legalized. All right. So moving on. Speaking of legalized, this should be illegal. The Color Purple women are now bag ladies. So they went to the Critics' Choice Awards, and we talked about this because they were served bags of pizza at an event. Yeah. So they went from having their stomachs in their bags to their stomachs in a bag. All right. Check it out. And so we talked not about drive-bys because this is a violence-free show. We talked about fly bite. There was an American man that was on a Japanese flight on his way back to the U.S. and he bit the female flight attendant. He wanted a little nibble. Oh, suck it now. So he bit the wrong one, baby. And so they turned that plane around midair and went back to Japan, and him got arrested.
Oh, no.
Him gone.
Oh, no.
Yep, and speaking of arrested, Madonna is in legal news as well. She has her third or fourth class action lawsuit filed against her for being 2 hours late.
These people need to go sit down somewhere for real.
A material girl. She may be a superstar, but she's getting sued.
Yeah.
All right. So
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it, but okay. Go ahead.
They're doing
too much.
They doing too much. And speaking of doing too much, let's talk a little bit about their storage love.
Oh, Lord.
So we talked about Leland and his girlfriend. It was the guy that went viral on TikTok showing that him and his girlfriend was living in a storage facility. When the management found out, they were put out, and they have so many days to get their stuff out. And yeah, while we're not making fun of the homeless situation, we are trying to figure out, one, how Leland has a girlfriend that is willing to be down with him. And another thing we're trying to figure out is why that storage unit did not have any cameras.
Love is blind and love don't cost a thing. Somebody said that. And so that's what she's living on, child. Love don't cost a thing.
J-Lo said it.
Yeah. It was coming to me. I'm not a big fan of Miss Lo, so that's why.
That's Miss Affleck. I know.
You know. You think she changed her name to Affleck?
I hope she did, but I like to see Ben's face because even though he's Affleck, his face is definitely not flat.
Because every time
you see him with her, he looks miserable.
He looks like he's ready to turn up. It's like, just say one more thing. Just one more thing. So he got him two Jennifer Afflecks.
Yeah, he did. Gin. So he couldn't mix it up. So if he cheated and was creeping back and forth between the two, you could just say Jennifer. And he won't even get caught.
Mark me.
Yes. So this is great. This is great.
I love this conversation. Again, we had a couple of hiccups, but you know what? It wouldn't be anybody can get it without a couple of hiccups. Now, we're not going to tell you what all those hiccups were.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not, because it's none of your business. But
this black gal is blackmailing.
No. We ain't. Some of the business got to stay in-house. Some of it. Not all of it, but some of it, because still, you know, we still two aunties. We got our own tea. We ain't trying to share our tea all the time. Just some of the time. Not all the time, though. But I'm kind of interested in what's going to go down next week. Can we get a little teaser, a little sip of tea? Just a little sip?
The only teaser I'm giving is stop messing with me.
Oh, I like that, because it seems like I say that about every 10, 15 minutes. Stop messing with me. Stop messing with me. Leave me alone. Yeah, I'm always saying that. So I can't wait to see who makes the list, who's on the lineup. I can't wait.
Oh, it's good. Well, and they about to get it.
Oh, well, you know, that is the name of the show. Anybody can get it. And let me tell you, y'all can get it too. But we mean that y'all can get the episodes. You can go to any streaming.
Wait a minute. So wait. This is a PG-13 show.
No,
as I mentioned before.
No, see, that way your mind. I'm talking about you can get this work as far as we talking about you. What you talking about?
Because you said anybody can get it. And I was like, what?
No, that's the name of our show. Anybody can get it, and anybody can get this T-word. You know, I mean, you do something worth talking about, we're going to talk about it. And I'm just telling our audience that they can get it too, but they would have to subscribe so that they can get it every week. You know, yeah, I mean, and go to any of your favorite platforms. It could be Spotify. It could be Apple Podcasts. It could be Google. But, you know, sometimes Google don't be, it, you know, they make you, ooh. But
are they messing with you?
Sometimes they do the right thing. Sometimes they don't do the right thing. So I need to work with them to get them to do the right thing more often than they not doing the right thing. Because how is it that Apple can do the right thing but not Google? Spotify can do the right thing but not Google. iHeart can do the right thing but not Google. I just go down the list. But, you know, check us out. Make sure that you give us 5 stars wherever there is the availability of a rating. Is it program? Is it whatever? If they allow you to rate, give us 5 stars because we need it. Make sure that you click like. Make sure you share. Make sure you follow. Make sure you share with your mama, daddy, auntie, uncle, dogs, cats, whoever.
Leland.
And who else? Who?
Leland.
Share with Leland. Share with Jesse Wu. Share with anybody that can. Get our
Richard thing. Simmons, if you
Richard
see
Simmons.
Him,
yeah, he's someone listening. You may not see him, but you know
he was
listening.
At Starbucks. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's somebody's grandpappy at Star or grandmammy. I don't know at Starbucks. So
he's a barista.
Yeah, he's the head boy.
Oh, yes,
Teeny and King. Let them all know.
Teeny. Smokey.
Yeah, girl. George, Mario, I mean, let all of Tiny's personas know. I mean, Tasha K, but she's so messy.
Oh, she got away with the K's.
I heard.
Okay.
Kevin Hart, I mean, he might want to come on the show. I don't know. Anybody, you know, let them all know so they can start, everybody can, you know, pick up and just tune in to who we going to talk about and what we going to talk about, because anybody can get it. And not the way old Nasty Kelly B is thinking, but anybody can get this tea work, okay? And don't come for us, because we're two aunties with the tea.
Aunties. Yes.
My Texas came out. Two aunties with the tea.
Y'all.
All right, will you have anything else to add and share with our audience today?
No, just be strong. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a storage unit, find one with no cameras.
Well, get untold, y'all. So tell them bye, because I don't know, something's calling my name. I don't know if it's a slice of pizza.
And a bag. Pizza in a bag.
No, I have DiGiorno. And they're not plugging me, so cut that. I have a pizza that is store-bought. But it's a decent store-bought pizza. It's not a plastic cardboard pizza that you get in a bag. You know, what if they did have all, they bought DiGiorno, then try to play it off and just put it in paper bags?
That would be horrible. That would be horrible. But, like, I know the pizza was cold.
Yeah, of course it was cold. I mean, by the time they put it around in there, first of all, okay, ain't nobody, it's going to be at best warm, because ain't nobody going to put no hot piece of nothing on their bodies, okay? So it wasn't hot, like real hot. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on these people's bodies.
And it'll be stuck in a bag if it was hot.
And if it'll be stuck, and cheese be stuck, that pizza slid right on out. Come on, now. That only happens when you have cold pizza.
Exactly. Okay? Speaking of that, you know, I do want to leave the audience with a very important message.
Mm.
Don't cheat and eat pizza.
Don't cheat. Wait, do you mean don't cheat and eat pizza, or don't cheat, hard stop, and eat pizza?
There you go.
Oh, so what
they
are
have they? They got to listen to the show to figure out what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, you heard it there again. Check out the all your famous all your favorite all your favorite platforms. We're there. We are there every week. Mondays. It looks like that's when it's gonna drop. But anytime during the week, just check back. We're on now. The episode will be there at some point. Just check
yes,
back.
It will. It'll be there. Just go ahead and be there. It doesn't matter when they get there.
It will be there. Yeah, it'll be there.
I don't care if it's Monday. It's always a Monday. But when it's there, it's there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we don't know if it's this Monday or next Monday, but a Monday, sometime in the future, it's going to be there.
It'll be there.
You got to check and see. Just got to check. Okay? But, all right. We out of here. Tell the people bye. Tell them bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. We'll catch y'all later, okay?
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Anybody Can Get It. Yes, the sister podcast to Natural Soul Conversations. Listen, we are on all your favorite podcast platforms, iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. Listen, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, we're probably on it. So make sure you check us out. And also, if there's a way to rate us, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating. We will love to keep pushing out good content. So we need for you to support us with those ratings. And make sure that you like, follow, and share, okay? Because it doesn't help if nobody knows we're out there. So make sure that you follow us and make sure that you share that we're out there giving out this good tea, all right? And listen, until the next time we meet, until the next time we sit down at this table, keep the conversations going.